Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of all worlds. Today's episode marks the 20th of July of the year 2020, and on this date in history, in 1969, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon after reaching the surface in their Apollo 11 lunar module. Celebrate this day by inviting two friends out to a three-person dinner and leaving one of them inside while the other two have fun. Happy Moon Day, all. Your guest today on the podcast is returning favourite flapjack lumberjack Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, crumbs. It's me, Alison Spittle, the flapjack lumberjack.
Is oh, crumbs the trademarked exclamation of flapjack lumberjacks all over the world?
Yes, it is. It very much is. It's also the last thing we say before we die. It's quite the tradition.
Oh, crumbs. And of course, the O in oh, crumbs stands for oat crumbs.
Yes. Or it's an Irish name, like O'Grady. It's O'Crumbs.
Well, coming up today, Alison Spittle will be bringing you your top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. Science news now. As more data emerges about the novel coronavirus, it is becoming ever more confusing. Scientists and doctors are outraged that the disease isn't the same as other diseases and looks very much like a new disease. Herbert Flumpkin, spokesman for the Scientists Union of Science Facts, has made a statement about the virus saying, "This disease definitely has symptoms, and some of them are the same and some of them are different, and it sort of seems to depend on who you are. We are yet to discover whether this is on purpose or what happens next." Some scientists are considering the possibility that we don't know everything yet, but also that we may never know everything. We're just trying to know the things that might help us cure or understand this disease, but we don't know which ones those are. Meanwhile, self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde has caused controversy online for the recent publication of an interracial historical romance with a supernatural twist. The book, A Cowboy Called Home, has caused uproar by both racists and anti-racists for its depiction of a romanticized, non-specific historical American prairie romance. Dancy cannot be reached for comment, but is well known to be a recluse who refuses to comment on anything, so this is hardly a surprise. Did you read A Cowboy Called Home, Alison? Were you outraged by its depictions of a relationship?
I was outraged because I was quite rooting for, like, I know everyone likes Tex, but, and I know that the ghost turned out to be that lady's sister, but I really was rooting for her and the ghost to get together. I want to see, I don't know why people are going on about interracial relationships when, you know, that's so passe. What we need now are, like, ghost and human relationships. That's what I would like to see.
Inter-existential relationships.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't you look? It's everybody's fantasy to get fingered by a ghost at some point. I'm sure we probably have. I'm sure. You know that little stabbing pain sometimes you get.
That's just ghost fingering.
That's just a bad ghost fingering. You're shopping one day and you go, oh, like that. It's a ghost. I don't know if that'll make it in, but
that's what the ghost said. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. So you're tracking your macros. You're getting enough protein, carbohydrate, fats, but are you getting the right amount of trace elements in your diet? Half a glass of water will provide you with a wide range of soluble trace elements, depending on your local water supply and processing. Half a glass of water, a healthy treat. Still not applicable in Flint, Michigan. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the life cycle of the male seahorse. Beautiful, weird, unexpected. The life cycle of the male seahorse. For when you want to question everything.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, TV commissioning news. Alison Spittle, what's happening in the world of television right now?
Well, I'm very excited. As you know, we're both big fans of reality TV. And due to circumstances, they've had to look more beyond the box for reality TV shows. So the first thing that has been commissioned has the log line. Okay, so it's called Big Daddy Big Balls, right? And who will... the main guy, and the question is, this is the log line: who will buff his balls? 8 strong men, 8 marble spheres. What this is, it's a cleaning and strongman competition. We give 8 big strong men some Brillo pads and some and 8 massive spheres, massive marble spheres, and the big daddy himself will judge each marble sphere and crown someone Big Daddy Big Balls Buffer. That's the first prize. That's the first prize. Also, if you want to ask me any questions about that, I'm sure I can.
I mean, that's fantastic. It's a little bit similar to the failed television reality show that was Jizz Roulette, which is where a bunch of men jizzed into a large Gatorade barrel, and then 9 months later they did a paternity test on whose kid it is, and then you have to have a relationship with the lady forever.
I love it. So they've jizzed into a Gatorade barrel. Is the subsequent spawn then half? I presume this is human jizz we're talking about.
Yes,
is it?
Yes. So far, season one. So far, they haven't stretched the limits of the human imagination or womb yet.
So I presume then this is half human, half Gatorade, or is no, is the fetus?
It's an empty Gatorade. The Gatorade is just for doling it out.
Oh, right. Because I was just thinking of a person that is half human, half Gatorade, and that would probably be Logan Paul, I would say, the YouTube star. That's how he was made. That's how he was made. Yeah, Jizz Roulette is brilliant. It's a brilliant one. Also, like, it does come from the makers. I know they've made, this producer has made this TV show, the Jizz Roulette one. Also, they have been quite on a winning streak. Before that, they had How Clean Are Your Balls, which was about the about the marble spheres. They get Kim and Aggie Woodward to inspect your balls. And then it's great because you watch it, you know, and you own a pair of marble spheres. Everyone has in their own house. And they watch that TV show and they're like, at least my balls aren't as dirty as those balls there. And, you know, it's great to watch it. And sometimes go, how did those balls get so dirty? Why did they let them get like that? And that is my favorite type of TV watching, is to make myself feel slightly better by watching people and judging them. We've also got, because stand-up comedy is finished for the next little while, we've got a commissioned TV show of 16 hours of comedians performing stand-up into their laptop with no response or sound back. And we just watched the slow degradation of the human brain over 16 hours. The ego gets destroyed by hour four. It really is back to basics TV, and it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yes, other art forms that are being performed with half of the requisite components include painting on nothing and singing inside your own mouth.
Oh, yes.
Those are two things that are the equivalent of doing stand-up into a laptop.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's brilliant to communicate song just for your eyes. You know, it's kind of like, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, so it's been quite the journey. Stand-up as an art form may change. I mean, it's kind of strange because maybe the material that you use as stand-up from before these times may seem quite dated. But also, you don't want to watch something that just reminds you of the hellhole of your life at the moment. It's very conflicting.
Yeah, well, you know, stand-up requires audience response. If you're just writing comedy for yourself and it extends out into, for example, a daily podcast of absolute f***ing nonsense, it can really make you question your sense of reality. Hypothetically.
I don't know who would do that, Alice. Do you know what they need? They need to get half a glass of water. That's what they need. Get a bit of perspective.
Well, that's all the time we have for our top story for today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and guest, that's you today, Alison.
That is me. I'm excited.
I was speaking to my dad on the phone when he suddenly interrupted me to say there was a neighbour's cat in his garden and he was going to throw a glass of water at it. Without pausing, I said, try half a glass of water, which seemed like a more appropriate amount for scaring off a cat. It got me thinking about how often I promote half a glass of water, so I'd like to inquire about signing up to an affiliate scheme. Can I receive a small stipend for every recommendation I make to my family and friends? Best wishes and good luck to you, Christopher, Sarah. Thank you for writing in, Sarah. This is a f***ing stupid question. Why would you ask that? You are not a public figure. You don't have a wide audience. You do not have a successful 10-year daily podcast and the kind of clout that it would need for half a glass of water to pay you any money. Step off your high horse and back off my turf. Alison?
Wow. Well, Alison, I'm just going to ignore all that aggression. And I think a half a glass of water, it sounds like half a pyramid scheme, which to me is an isosceles triangle. So an isosceles triangle, I hope it is. I said it with confidence, but now I'm trying to remember secondary school and remember what triangles are which. But Alice, I feel that you would know what an isosceles triangle is.
Yes, it's a kind of triangle.
It is. So yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good. They need the clout. They need to kind of maybe influence their nuclear family first, and then kind of maybe expand into friendships and then acquaintances. I find just tweeting at celebrities is quite a good way to get your message out there, or maybe an open letter. Maybe an open letter might be a good one.
Yeah, excellent. An open letter.
Get the half a glass of water word.
Yeah,
out
write an open letter. Get about, you know, 150 of the world's most famous authors to sign it. You'll definitely.
Yes. I can't see any trouble happening with that at all. I can't see any issue.
That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was the brilliant Alison Spittle. If you enjoyed Alison Spittle, you can go back to previous episodes like episode 93, where she did some brilliant flapjack lumberjack work, or episode 85, where she brought you some Ireland news. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
I'm going to plug my social media, at Alison Spittle on my Instagram, and Alison Spittle Comedy on Facebook, and at Alison Spittle on Twitter. I have a coffee account as well. And that's about it. Oh, and a podcast! Sorry, I should have promoted my podcast. I have two podcasts, The Alison Spittle Show and the new show called Wheel of Misfortune with Fern Brady and Alison Spittle. Mm. So go have a listen to that.
Do go have a listen. I know you know what podcasts are. The Last Post is a something else. Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. My special Savage is available on Amazon Prime. Or in 3 days' time, on the 23rd of July, I will be doing a live show on Next Up Comedy. So do Google that. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Undaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.